This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Republican Congressman Rob Bishop, who represents his state's 1st Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the battle over health care legislation. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, right now, of course, it's basically a divide on the Democratic side. Your party, as far as I can tell, is entirely in opposition to this. What are you hearing about which way the momentum seems to be going on the other side?
The rumor going around, that's all I know is the rumor. There's still a few votes short. I think you'll just have to wait and see how many Democrats are walking around with arms in splints or casts.
What are you hearing, if anything, on what they're being told, what they're being offered, anything about what might be used in order to try and get those final votes?
Once again, that's the hard part, because all the deals are still being made behind closed doors and in the back corridors. So you will never find out what is actually being offered to get those last few stragglers to go over the line, probably until well after the vote's been taken and the issue hopefully has been decided.
One of the big sticking points would appear to be over the issue of abortion and whether or not there is strict language in there to make sure the taxpayers aren't footing the bill for elective abortions. Right now, there's obviously an impasse there. Congressman Stupak seeming to indicate that he thinks there can be a compromise, but given the process here, Congressman, how can there be a compromise when the House basically has to say yes or no to what's already in the Senate bill?
It's very difficult. The technical process they have developed to do this would actually be passing the Senate bill on the assumption that we will then quickly amend the Senate bill. You can't make a guarantee on that. All sorts of things could happen in that process to break down before anything is actually signed. And actually, I think you'd have to pass the Senate bill, have the president sign it, and then it could be amended under reconciliation. So who knows what will happen. And you know, the Stupak issue is significant. The only language that will actually guarantee that taxpayer monies will not go for abortion, elective abortions, is the Stupak language that was there. There's very little wiggle room to try and come up with some kind of compromise. And it's not in the Senate version that would have to be passed, and whether, well, and then all sorts of scenarios develop from that.
I know there's a lot of different reasons why conservatives are against this plan. As you talk to your constituents back in your district in Utah, is there any particular component of this that they're most concerned about, or is it pretty much across the board?
Well, there are all sorts of concerns, and I think it's the fundamental issue of who is really going to be responsible for health care. Is it going to be the individual and his or her doctor? Or is it going to be the federal government? You know, the president asked for an up-down vote on this health care plan, which is nice. I wish he'd ask for an up-down vote on all the Republican options that are out there, because I think if you really wanted a consensus, you take a lot of the Republican positions that were there, you could come up with some reform of health care without having to come up with this huge and drastic shift of power to from individuals and from states back to Washington. And that's really the crux problem of this. We're not reforming health care. We're shifting power back to Washington.
We're talking with Utah Republican Congressman Rob Bishop. And Congressman, if you watch the president's appearance in Pennsylvania yesterday, and he's seeming to do this frequently now, and that's go after the insurance industry. No one's really eager to step up and defend the insurance industry, but he's basically telling voters out there that unless you want the insurance industry to run roughshod, this is the plan you have to get behind. How do you respond to that?
It is sad when you have to come up with a target and make that target the evil enemy out there to get something done. It happens a lot of times when people are trying to whip up emotions more than logic, or trying to be demagogic more than technical. And one of the issues that we should do, if we're going to do such a drastic reform of healthcare that has such impacts on everybody, where 75% of the people now who have health insurance and are comfortable with it could have that put in jeopardy, you certainly shouldn't be coming up with phantoms and evil individuals and try and make this into some kind of rant against an evil boogeyman that is out there in some way, shape, or form. It should be more realistic and more technical than that.
One of the other questions the president asked yesterday is, if not now, when? Do your constituents, are they okay with the status quo as compared to the bill that's on the floor now, or are they hoping that this can be started over, as many of the Republicans are suggesting?
I think the start over would be well. I think all of us agree that there needs to be some changes within the system. But the problem with what the president is talking about, saying let's just do something for the sake of doing something, is that something could have been far worse than what we have right now. the goal should not be just do something, but to do it the right way, and do it the right way the first time. And if it takes a while to do it the right way the first time, then that's the proper procedure and the process to go through. Just doing something for the sake of checking off the box, saying I did it, does not necessarily help American people.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. What have your constituents also told you about the process? We talked a little bit before about the different components and the different ideas about policy in there, but given what needed to be done to get the bill passed through the Senate, and who knows what's happening right now to get it through the House, what might be added to the reconciliation process, what are they telling you about the way Washington works?
I guess maybe one of the things that may be good that comes out of this entire thing is the American people were able to see the kind of trade-offs that were done in the Senate to get this bill passed. They have seen what a lot of us have complained about in the process here of what it takes to actually get something done with germaneness rules that are so vague that you can put different kinds of issues together and create a bill. There are a lot of us who are back here that are thinking the process of Congress should be reformed. And what happened in the Senate to try and pass the Senate version of this is a clear indication of why there needs to be some systemic change in the way Congress operates. I think that's very clear to everybody, and it's clear to a lot of us who actually work here every day, too.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for spending some of your time with us today.
Sir, it's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.